Today's Thursday, February 13th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Alma Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Santa Clara March 13th and Washington, D.C. April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from ITAV37. I am joined by Sean Reed, Chris Fitzsimmons, and Michael Drainer talking about artificial intelligence. Sean Reed starts off talking about where AI fits within the AV and IT space.
I could see AI for sure taking over some of the programming, definitely some of the service. But I think as far as the actual engineering, I think a lot of that will still stay in human hands. There is a certain amount of human touch. An AI, until someone creates an actual body for one, cannot go into a job site, do a site visit, speak to the client, and interpret their needs. There's still an organic portion of that understanding how the human being's going to interact with it. Eventually, I'm sure we'll get to a point where there will be probably some sort of device where you just enter in a set of parameters and have it scan the room. You might get there in 10, 20 years, and my job will become obsolete. Oh, well, then I can go open up my orchard and buy me some robots to pick my grapes. you know, me and my blue milk out in the sand dunes, but had to go there.
I like it. Good job. Good work.
But no, I don't see it happening right away. I think there will still be a human component to the AV industry, especially residential. I think of any market, commercial will be. I think eventually there will be some automation to the commercial side of AV. As what I always predicted is, I think that the hardware manufacturers are going to start to automate and the systems are going to start to become more closed. You'll see some of the other companies drop out. I won't say some names. And, you know, they'll eventually go away.
Excuse me.
I said my throat. I'm sorry. And some of the bigger boys will rise up and they'll eventually start moving more to a software-based than a hardware-based system. Won't miss any names, but I know one company that's already working on trying to go to a fully software-based EV system. And if they are successful, I think they'll push a lot of people out of the market. But you'll still need someone to come in and say, what is your need? How are you going to use it? Let me at least design some part of that system for you. I don't think AI will fully be able to understand that yet.
You're right on that part, Sean. But at the same time, you know, we take like the BIM model right out of AutoCAD, right? The architect specified this stuff. He's got his AV consultant, Sean, here in Madison, who's having these conversations. And then Sean puts this stuff into BIM. And now what's happening is BIM is feeding an AI engine, and that AI engine's generating an equipment list, and it's saying, here's the options that I want to use. Here's the IO capability, right? You load it up with a Tessera and a Core and all these different things and say, hey, here's the options. Now, what is the optimal way for IO and budget and capabilities to accomplish this goal? AI is going to be able to do that from an engineering standpoint, but from the client consultation and the art of it, yeah, I agree 100%. You're still going to
AI won't take
element.
My job.
No.
I got this right here. Won't take my dang job.
Yep. A pencil right in its eye.
Yeah.
Like John Wick.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.